Portland, rampant crime, homelessness forces iconic local ice cream shop to consider moving. By Simon Kent on November 24, 2022. Democrat-run Portland, Oregon, may soon lose iconic ice cream outlet Salt and Straw as its founder Kim Malik lamented Wednesday the sharp rise in local crime, drugs, and street camping is making business increasingly harder and unsafe. "We would consider all options," Malik told the Oregonian. "We don't have concrete plans. But our intention is to be at the table working with the city and county to find a solution and not move. Portland is part of the soul of our company. We love this city. This is about having a safe place for our team to work." As Breitbart News reported, Malik is far from alone in finding life difficult, as whole families are fleeing the city in search of a safer environment as cities across the state struggle to address homelessness on their streets. Homeless camps across the Peninsula Crossing Trail in North Portland, located approximately 8 miles from downtown, have changed what once was a desirable neighborhood into an unsafe area, causing some long-time residents to either leave or consider it. The uptick in crime has also caused local residents to feel unsafe even when doing simple activities such as walking, local news outlets have noted. The growing homeless problem has recently forced Starbucks to shut down some of its locations in the City of Roses, along with other Democrat-run American cities, due to rampant crime and homelessness, as Breitbart News noted. Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz blamed city and state leaders for the closure, saying they have abdicated their responsibility in fighting crime. Portland experienced a massive spike in its homicide rate from 2019 to 2021, recording a 207% increase. During that same time frame, frequent Antifa riots were also occurring in the downtown area, causing huge social upheaval. Portland City Council recently passed a measure that bans street camping and established designated areas where homeless people will be allowed to camp. The measure is slated to fully go into effect in 2024. Meanwhile, last Monday, a fire in an RV parked at Southeast 3rd Avenue and Ash Street near Salt and Straw Company headquarters and kitchen shut down power to the outlet and several other businesses after the blaze brought down a transformer. It was just another example of the troubles that face small business owners and customers alike. "If we can't make it safe, I can't stay here," Malik confessed to the Oregonian. "It's just not responsible of me to put my team in that position." Follow Simon Kent on Twitter. Follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.